Saturday, February the 20th, was one of those days that made me know I work better, I live better, in the harness of a schedule. It was a dull, nothing sort of a day. In the morning, I worked with Ashton on correspondence. In the afternoon, just to get out of the place, I took a walk around the grounds, and then back upstairs, close to 3:30, for lunch with Lyndon. The Cecil Burneys were in town, and we invited them over for dinner. The house was quiet. Linda was in New York seeing Baker Street and afterwards going to a party hosted by Carol Channing, where the guests were show people B. Lilly, Sally Ann Howes, Barbara Streisand. The lure in New York is, of course, Dave. An interesting bit of news, it was Mr. Dietrich is considering donating the Sully to the White House. What a feather it would be in our cap to obtain the Sully for the White House. Kara had stayed here at the White House during the campaign, along with lovely Mrs. Donald Russell of South Carolina, Susan, and a flock of folks, so she was very much at home. But we showed Cecil the Lincoln Room, the Queen's Room, and we sat around and talked about old friends 25 years ago, Ellie Jones, the Claybergs, the Lincoln Hogers. Pleasant, but I had that feeling of letting unremitting time slip through my fingers without either accomplishment or complete enjoyment.